Hey everyone, it's E, and I hope you're having an incredible start to your week, and I just wanted to welcome you to a new episode of Monday Meditations. The attribute of God that we'll be meditating on today will be His kindness. God's kindness is powerful. It changes things, redeems, makes whole, and gives new life. But in this day and age, I think we have a tendency to where we kind of confuse kindness as being the same as nice. And kindness is connected and expressed through actions, but we have to remember that niceness usually involves more of a superficial type of action or words or simple gestures. For example, if you're a nice person, maybe tell a neighbor that you're sorry that they're feeling sick, while a kind person may take it upon themselves to drop off some soup or offer to pick up groceries for them. Your actions will always speak louder than your words. And the more we read His word, the more we will get to know His character. His words are alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword, penetrating and dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and thoughts and attitude of the heart. And His kindness has a way of speaking in a gentler and a deeper way than we can't even imagine. God's kindness towards us has shown us how to be kind towards others. And I think it's important to also remind ourselves that being kind is not a weakness. Being kind is a strength. His kindness melts the hardest hearts, heals and restores the deepest brokenness, and makes new the most shattered souls. God's kindness leads to repentance. So if there's someone in your life that you're just really struggling to be kind towards, I know that there's a lot of people out there that make it really difficult to be kind, but just take a minute to pray for God to reveal His kindness to you, to inspire you and have His Spirit move through you to reach their heart, because God's kindness will always move further than any of our words. So as you go about your week, be kind. Let His kindness flow through you, and remember that you and I are the recipients of such kindness, and God expects us, His people, to be ambassadors of kindness here on earth and release back to Him the struggle of being kind to others when they're not so kind to us. God's word will never return void, and He can touch and transform hearts in ways that completely transcend our own abilities. So let's take a deep breath. Posture our hearts to reflect our kind God. And let's dive into the word. Luke chapter 6, verse 31. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. John chapter 13, verses 34 through 35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 9. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1 through 2. Keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by so doing, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 13. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need, and practice hospitality. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 12. Finally, all of you, be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep their tongue from evil and their lips from deceitful speech. They must turn from evil and do good. They must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Luke chapter 10, verses 30 through 37. And Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So, likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii, and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back.' Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus said to him, "You go and do likewise." Matthew chapter 25, verse 35. "For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me." Micah chapter 6, verse 8. "He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17. "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. "So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 through 25. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Romans chapter 12, verse 13. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Luke chapter 6, verse 35. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17. Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You guys are loved. Go rise up. Thanks for joining us today. I hope that these words encouraged and challenged you and postured your heart for the rest of the week ahead. If you have a minute, go to the subscribe and review section of this podcast and leave us a word or a Bible verse that you've been carrying in your heart throughout the week that really keeps you encouraged and motivated. I want to make this podcast review space that added bookmark for the simple reminder that we're all in this together and that God's got this. Feel free to share this episode with your friends, family, or on social media. And for more information on Proclaim Streetwear and to read the Bible with us in a year at Bible and 365 Ministries, please click the links below. We're so grateful to have you join us right here every Monday on Midweek Rise Up Monday Meditations.